I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and if you're stuck in one of life's what ifs, I want to encourage you to start a new good habit in your life, to go from what if to even if. You remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those three Jewish young men who were forcibly taken from Jerusalem to Babylon to serve in King Nebuchadnezzar's court. Shortly after they were forced into the service of this pagan king, they were faced with a direct affront to their faith in Jehovah God, as the king set up a golden image and said that everyone had to fall down and worship this pagan image or else be thrown into a fiery furnace. Talk about a what if. What if they continued to serve the true God, Jehovah, and refused to bow down and worship that golden idol? They would perish as young men in the prime of their lives. This was a serious what if. There was no question that refusing to obey the king's order would result in death. So what was their decision? Here it is from Daniel 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." They went from what if to even if and declared that they trusted in their God to deliver them, but even if they were burned to death in that furnace, they would not bow to any other God. Maybe you're facing a fiery furnace of your own, something that could totally destroy you, or so it seems. Maybe a financial furnace, or a health furnace, or a relationship furnace, and you're in the what if stage as you face that furnace. Can you replace your what if with an even if, declaring that even if your fears are realized, even if the worst happens, you will trust in God to deliver you, to go through it with you, and to rescue you? Can you say with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even if he does not, you will trust him? That's walking by faith and not by sight. And even if your faith seems small or weak, God will be pleased with your even if, and you can be sure he will get you through. I pray you will place your trust in the same God who delivered these young men and who will deliver you as well. I want to invite you to join us for our Tuesday evening Zoom Bible studies at 7 p.m. Central Time. You can sign up at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.